Distinguished guest, Dr. Leslie Gill. She's a professor at Vanderbilt University, a leading thinker in Latin American affairs, and an author of a book called The School of the Americas, Military Training and Political Violence. Dr. Gill, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Tell me this, which is a greater threat to the national security and the interests of the United States, Colombia of the 1980s or Mexico of today?
Well, I don't think either one are really threats to U.S. security. I think that in both countries there are very acute political and social conflicts that have to be dealt with that have given rise to this problem of drug traffic and drug cartels. And it's really dealing, I think, with these kinds of conflicts that it's where the task is, and I don't really see it as a threat to U.S. security.
Let me. Do you see it as a threat at all to the national interest, our national interest, especially along the border?
The drug traffic?
The drug traffic, the cartels, the violence that we're seeing on TV recently, on the news I saw, and it was reported that a drug cartel had 50 caliber machine guns and other weapons that they shot up a police station and caused all the police officers to quit on the spot. Things like that. Do you see those as threats to the neighbors of Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, and so forth?
Well, certainly to the extent that violence spills over the border, absolutely. But I think that, the main issues are ones that are confronted by Mexicans. The death toll the rising death toll in Mexico as this violence has gotten worse, and thinking about how to deal with it there.
What policies do you feel, as a country we should enact to prevent the further collapsing of the situation in Mexico?
Well, I think that ever since the days of Richard Nixon, U.S. taxpayers have been throwing good money after bad into a failed war on drugs. And we've seen that, over the last 30 years, throwing money at a drug war has not stemmed the flow of illegal drugs into the United States, nor has it done anything to prevent the rise of these cartels. So I think that what we have to do is, rather than militarizing the conflict further, which has gotten much more violent since 2008 when a lot of the current initiatives have begun, I think there's a number of things that the United States could do that might have a better outcome. I mean, the first thing I think would be to go after transnational financial structures that support the drug traffic. Target, for example, mainstream financial institutions. Drug money flows through major banks, it adds liquidity, and it funds outwardly legitimate businesses. So I think, dealing with this aspect of the drug traffic could reap substantial benefits. Secondly, I think that we could do a lot better focusing on anti-corruption activities in the United States to prevent the transfer of drugs across borders and to coastal cities from east to west coast. And I think thirdly, and this is a bit more controversial, but I think it does make sense, I think we should legalize marijuana. Why do I think that? First of all, because I think legalizing...
That is a bit more controversial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot more controversial. But I think, first of all, legalizing marijuana would take the profit out of a substantial part of the illegal drug traffic. And secondly, marijuana is probably the most widely consumed illegal drug. And because of that, it has the most widely... widely proliferating supply networks. And I think by taking out those supply networks, by simply legalizing the drug, you would not only take profit out of the drug traffic, you would also prevent the flow of other more harmful drugs like cocaine, arms, and other illegal commodities through these networks.
I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger on one of the shows the other night. I forget which one. It might have been Leno, Jay Leno, and he said, "No one cares if anyone smokes a joint." You know what? I don't think that's the opinion of the American people, and I don't think that that's the answer. Certainly not for the bulk of the American people, and certainly not for California, I guess, because they voted it down. Isn't that right?
It did.
Okay. Well, Dr. Gill, thank you so much for being with us. That's an interesting perspective.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Gill. Very much.
All right.